Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are getting into the middle of summer and we're going to take a peek today at the Ryman Gardens publication that we have here in the office called Garden Tips for Seasonal Chores that you may want to be doing in your garden. Specifically, we're going to look at tasks you may want to consider in the early summer time period. If you are taking care of a lawn this summer, you may want to irrigate during dry weather in the morning to allow the foliage to be dry by afternoon and reduce your chances for turf-borne fungal diseases caused by staying wet overnight. If you are growing fruits in your garden, a reminder to renovate your June-bearing strawberry beds immediately after the final harvest. This will allow any runners that they put out later in the summer to get established and keep weeds down as well. If you have black or purple raspberries, you want to remove 3 to 4 inches of shoot tips on those raspberry canes to encourage branching. For more information, you can see a publication on managing raspberries in the home garden available from the Extension store. If you've got trees and shrubs, especially that have been planted within the last couple years, summer is a great time to add mulch to conserve moisture and prevent weed competition, especially as we get into a drier part of the summer with a little more heat. You want to help those plants maintain as much moisture as they can. If you've got flowers growing in your garden, you can fertilize and water annual flowers regularly to promote growth and an abundance of blooms. And you may also want to deadhead certain flowers to encourage more blooms. And you can find an article on the ISU Extension store and horticulture site on which flowers should be deadheaded and which should be left alone. If you've got herbs in the garden, make sure you harvest those leaves for cooking or drying before the herbs flower and those leaves start to change taste. If you've got houseplants indoors, now is a great time to wash the leaves with warm soapy water to remove dust, and then they can be set outside to dry. Make sure you check them for any insects that may have decided to move in before moving them back into the house. If you are growing vegetables or other garden produce, a reminder to stop harvesting your asparagus and rhubarb by mid-June to allow those plants to renovate themselves and produce in the coming years. You want to water weekly during dry weather. And remember, it is best to water once or twice a week and water deeply than to water every day with just a little bit of moisture. If you've got weeds in the garden, get those controlled by hand pulling or hoeing to prevent damage to your vegetables. And a reminder that regular irrigation of tomatoes will help prevent or reduce problems with blossom end rot, as they need that consistent moisture to grow well through the summer. Again, all that information from the Ryman Gardens publication called Garden Tips, Guidelines for Seasonal Chores in the Garden. That is available on the ISU Extension store, and of course we have copies here in the Extension office as well. Also, in the middle of summer, we might not quite be thinking about school, but our family science specialists in human sciences are talking about back to school already and some things we can do in the summer to help get those kiddos ready to head back to school when the time comes later this summer. Primarily, following a routine during the summer can lead to back-to-school success, according to this week's author, Don Dunnigan, who is a human sciences specialist with ISU Extension. Dunnigan shares that following a routine or schedule during the summer and throughout the year can reduce anxiety and frustration for children. Information from the Brain Balance Achievement Center suggests that this is particularly true for children with any neurobehavioral disorders, such as ADHD, learning disorders, autism, or Asperger's. These children often long for routine and predictability that the school year offers, but this is similar for many children who feel uncertain about what will happen next or what expectations are for today. The routine of school can be very comforting for these children, and so the unpredictable nature of summer may be a little more stressful, and we can alleviate this by providing a routine during the summer as well, even if it's a little bit different than the school time routine. If you're looking to set a reasonable summer routine for your children, here are a few tips to keep in mind. First of all, keep a reasonable bedtime. Everyone feels better when they're well rested and have a good night's sleep, and even more so for children. Sleep is important for overall health and well-being, and keeping a routine bedtime during the summer helps regulate sleep schedule. You can also encourage academics with summer camps, library programs, school or community programs, or even downloadable sheets or projects found online to keep kids engaged throughout the summer and prevent some of the summer slide. These activities will help children retain skills they learned during the previous school year and keep them in the routine of learning over the summer. Of course, we always recommend that you limit screen time and encourage outdoor play and activity, but especially so in the summer when there are so many things that can be done outdoors and the weather is frequently nice enough to be outdoors. We know that research shows outdoor play can increase creativity and problem-solving skills and also reduce childhood obesity rates. Specifically, physical activity outdoors can increase children's attention span and reduce aggression. Spending time outdoors also helps children feel connected to their environment. You can find downloadable schedules online to help develop and implement a successful summer plan if you're looking for a template to get you started. ISU Extension Resource Science of Parenting provides trustworthy research on many popular parenting topics and has many schedules that may be downloaded for parents to get them started. While research shows that schedules, routines, and limits are beneficial, they're not just for young school-age children. Setting limits, providing structure, and enforcing rules is also important when parenting teens and tweens. Keeping a schedule can help reduce behavioral issues, which will reduce the amount of discipline needed and contribute to more pleasant times as a family overall. Above all, it helps when returning to the school schedule and routine in August, so we're just making a small shift. Again, all that information from our parenting experts at the ISU Science of Parenting website. You can find all that information on the Extension website by Googling Science of Parenting. For information on upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, as well as a link to the resources and research of Iowa State University, stop by the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.